This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. Fifty Maoists surrendered today in Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district. Out of these, 13 Maoists had a reward of 68 lakh rupees declared on their heads. It is for the first time that such a large number of Maoists have surrendered together in the state. Bijapur district's superintendent of police Jitendra Kumar Yadav said that those who surrendered include Maoists of the level of militia commanders and deputy commanders active in the Maoist PLGA battalion and other companies.
टोटल 50 माओवादियों ने सरेंडर किया है. इस सरेंडर में यहाँ की जितनी भी फोर्स जो एक्टिंग है, चाहे वो डीआरजी हो, बस्तर फाइटर हो, सीआरपीएफ, कोबरा, इसके अलावा एसटीएफ जो बटालियंस है, सारे फोर्सेस है, इनका ही महत्वपूर्ण योगदान है. बीजापुर जिले की अगर हम बात करें तो अभी तक पिछले साल से लगभग 656 माओवादियों को गिरफ्तार किया गया है. इसके अलावा 346 माओवादी अलग अलग मौके पर सरेंडर किए गए हैं और 141 माओवादी अभी तक न्यूट्रलाइज किए गए हैं.
The surrendered Maoists were given a cheque of 25,000 rupees each as an incentive under the state government's rehabilitation policy. State's Chief Minister Vishnudev Sai said that the people's trust in the government has increased due to the continuous establishment of new security camps and road construction, as well as expansion of education and health services in the remote areas of the Bastar division. In Odisha, 11 coaches of the Bengaluru-Guwahati-Kamakhya Superfast Express train derailed near Nirgundi railway station in Cuttack district today. According to the preliminary reports, one person has lost his life, while at least 7 persons are injured, with some reported to be in a critical condition. The injured passengers are being shifted to SCB Medical College and Hospital at Cuttack. The train was heading towards Kamakhya from Bengaluru. Senior officials of the Indian Railways are reaching the accident site. Rescue and relief operations are underway. In the last leg of his Bihar visit, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah today held a meeting of the leaders of all 5 constituent parties of the NDA in Patna. After addressing a public meeting at Gopalganj, Mr. Shah convened a meeting at the official residence of Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and discussed strategy and various issues related to Bihar Assembly elections, which is likely to be held later this year. Besides JDU National President and CM Nitish Kumar, leaders of all NDA constituent parties like LJPR, Hindustani Awam Morcha, Secular and Rashtriya Lok Morcha remained present. The meeting was in continuity of discussions held earlier among the NDA allies in Delhi. The meeting is seen as very significant for NDA as the alliance has set a target to win 225 seats in the upcoming elections. For this, a strategy of joint workers' conferences being organized across all the 243 assembly segments. Mr. Shah had held meetings yesterday with senior party leaders at BJP state headquarters in Patna. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the government's topmost priority is to ensure that the poorest of the poor receive best medical treatment. He said crores of people are benefiting from free medical treatment under the Ayushman Bharat scheme. The Prime Minister was speaking after laying the foundation stone of Madhav Netralay Premium Centre at Nagpur in Maharashtra. He also highlighted the importance of Jan Aushadhi Kendras, where poor and middle-class citizens can access affordable medicines. Later, Prime Minister Modi also visited the Solar Defence and Aerospace Limited's ammunition facility in Nagpur. Indian Navy's ships Karmukh and LCU-52 will be sailing from Yangon from the Andaman and Nicobar Command today to assist in the humanitarian assistance and disaster relief HADR operations in the earthquake-hit Myanmar. These will carry approximately 52 tons of relief material, including HADR pallets consisting of essential clothing, drinking water, food, medicines and emergency stores. INS Satpura and Savitri sailed for Yangon yesterday from the Eastern Naval Command as part of Indian Navy's immediate response towards HADR. The Defence Ministry said in a statement that the Indian Navy remains committed to India's resolve to remain the first responder in the region. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad were 162 for 9 in 18.2 overs against Delhi Capitals in Vishakhapatnam when reports last came in. Earlier, Hyderabad's skipper won the toss and opted to bat first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.